And can we get another week?
We can only stack. This is LaVorne.
I heard Patty. I heard LaVorne. Pre-existing on the stack is myself and Mark.
But I don't want to get away from, I mean, are we still locked in? I mean, matter of fact, it doesn't even sound like we have until August 15th. I heard someone, it was like the 12th. I mean, are we still locked in, or can we get another week or something? I mean, what?
Why don't we say yes?
1 week.
Yeah. Why don't we say yes? Can process the other budgets first, make yours the last.
Lonnie, can you incorporate that into the calendar draft and send us a draft calendar with that in it so that we can distribute it to everybody?
Yes, the WBI gets the extra week.
Oh, only WBI. Okay.
That's what I was hearing.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Sandy, do you want to be on the stack on
yes,
that?
Yes, put me on the stack.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. I'm next on this. Two things quickly. The first is the finance reporting agreements that we agreed upon called for a quarterly report, and we got an excellent one in March that's been very helpful. They included the headcount data and the others. It's my expectation was that we'd have it in June. I know we've had some transition issues, but the question is, when can we expect the next quarterly report that was agreed upon? The second and more important thing, or as important, I just sent around to everybody, while we were talking, I went to the bylaws and looked up all the bylaws statements about the budget. It's dealt with in three articles. So the Board of Directors, according to Article 5, Section E, is responsible for adopting and monitoring an annual budget and overseeing an independent annual audit.
Yep.
The local station boards, Article 7, Section 3, are responsible for approving that station's budget. So in other words, the station, the LSB approves, the national board adopts. The Article 8, standing committees, the finance committee, shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval. So my understanding of this is that the LSB must approve the budget. As Mark said, last year BAI did not or could not, and so we adopted one without their approval. But my understanding is, in the event of approval, that's the LSB's function, then that national budget has to come through this committee where we review it before it is put before the national board for their final approval.
Sure.
When Lonnie spoke to the issue of changes that would be done once it comes in, I hope over the course of the next month we identify what latitude there is for whom to change what. And I don't think that we have the time at this moment to do that, but that does need to be done. And maybe that can be part of the discussion about oversight. So I'll leave it there. But the quarterly reporting, Lonnie, what's the state? Oh, and last point. Very great thanks to you, Lonnie, and to the finance staff. I know how much work it is. Everybody on the call is aware, but people listening may not be, that the records of inter-unit transfers or that tracking and reporting has been done. It was disseminated to the National Finance Committee. Ambrose, is that a public document? Can it be freely transmitted to interested LSBs and staffs, and will it be posted?
It's up to the board. We send it out to the board.
Okay. Well, you also send it to the Finance Committee.
Yeah.
Well, you send it only to the Finance Committee, and I'd love for us to discuss it first, Dave.
Yeah, well, I haven't released it until I get permission, but I think it should be a public document. But so I just want to, for now, I don't think it's not on our agenda and we don't have time, but I just want to say thank you. I know how much work it was. It's very much appreciated, very valuable information. The question of the quarterly report.
Well, thanks for appreciating that work. There are 400 spreadsheets that support that document where you folks receive with a summary, and I want to recognize Alvin Yip for the hours and hours of work he put in on it, and the finance staff, and myself. Thank you anyway for appreciating that work.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Oh, fine. Thank you all. But on the question of the quarterlies, because, you know, we are behind, and I will get the quarterly reports out. My delivery date is the 5th of that following month, so yes, I'm on schedule to deliver.
That would be the 5th of August, we can expect it?
Yes.
Thank you. Patty, LaVorne, Sandy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can now, Jane. Did you want to get
Patty.
On?
No,
you forgot me, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were before Patty, LaVorne, and Sandy. Go ahead.
I just have a quick one that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention from last year's budget process. What are the problems that we got into? and so treasurers, please be careful there, is that we add up all of the anticipated expense increases, salary and otherwise, come up with a number, and then plug that into revenue. And without any basis, you know, the revenue is not derived from looking at membership and any specific membership plan or outreach plan to tie to the increased revenue. We just throw in the number that we need, and that's one of the problems that happened in New York, is we plugged in the number to match what we needed. And that's a problem, and it a lot of the general managers and business managers do that and derive their revenue from their expense line. And we have to be careful that if we show increases in revenue, that it's backed or based on something other than, well, that's what we're going to need, and we'll just stay on the air until we get it. That's
and I
it.
Just want to say, Mark, thanks you for that, that in the May financial report and all the other financial reports, on the extreme right is the audit numbers. So you can see what a station produced in September 30th, 2005. And you can see what the projection is for September 30th, 2000, what it was for 2004, what the projection is for 2005. And they should, you should look at it in comparison to what's being projected for 2006. So that is a way of seeing what, how realistic any revenue projection is based on what past performance has actually been. And it's there in your May financials in the extreme right-hand column. It's hidden. Open it up, and you'll see the actual audited numbers from 2004.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
I'm going to have to run.
I have a question for you, Lonnie.
Yeah, okay.
Is it possible for you to give just the numbers, not the backup documentation, but just the spreadsheet by August 1st?
1st? I thought we were talking the 10th.
I thought you just said the 3rd or 2nd or 5th. Didn't you just say August
5th? Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean for the June financial.
Yes, if I could get just a spreadsheet by August 1st, I could give that to our committee on...
Okay, I will do my very best to deliver. Could you send me an email so
yes.
I have it?
Mm-hmm.
I got so many things on my notepad.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a quick one for Lonnie, too.
I just dropped off. I'm sorry. Has Patty and LaVarne spoken?
No.
Okay, Patty, LaVarne, and Sandy.
Okay, on the note of, like, the past behavior of the stations, if you look at radioactivist.net, has a new name now, you can see the amounts of money that have come in since 2003, each fundraiser. So, you know, to base the, you know, some projections on or your budget on the income that can be had, and this is based on like 90 some days, so to take that in consideration, you might find like we've never raised $1.1 million in the spring, and that's what was in the budget this time, so of course we would never have gotten that kind of money. This was where it was based on how much money we wanted or not. And second, I shall say, as far as the kind of, I feel, mismanagement that's gone on in this foundation and not calling anyone to task at any time that I have seen, to then demand that this general manager, although I agree it's probably not a good time for the woman to go on vacation, to call that out when I have seen the kind of mismanagement go on here that is never even spoken about. I think people should have a look at
Patty,
why
I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to go along with what Lonnie said, is, you know, making the comment about the GM's vacation is one thing, but we shouldn't be right now just hurling accusations.
I'm not hurling. I'm saying
it's
I have
thing,
not heard any other kind of complaints about anybody else at any time. That's all I'm saying. You take it for what it is. That's the way I see it.
Okay.
And I just wanted to go on record that I've never heard that. It sounds almost like micromanagement from the board saying things like that.
Okay. Patty?
Patty just spoke. I believe you mean.
I see LaVarne.
Coincidental. In fact, I'm sorry. I was about to say a similar same thing that Patty had said. That I think to call out one, even an interim general manager in terms of directing her activities from this finance committee, not even from the board, I think is totally out of order. And I think that as our confidence in our interim executive director, I mean, I believe, you know, he can make the right decisions in terms of working with the general managers. And I think it's totally unfair to call out that type of call on the activities of the interim general manager from any of the members of this finance committee. And it does border on definitely on micromanagement. And I certainly don't want that as a task to be taken from the finance committee to be given to this interim general manager, because I totally disagree with that. But the other thing on that report that was given out on interdivisional transfers, that was one of the one documents that when we did our director inspection, that was the one document that we requested at the time, and we were given a summary, and the package seemed to be very, very thorough, and there's lots of stuff there, but I guess I have to talk to Liney. I was trying to like print the document, and maybe it was my Excel at the time. I couldn't print it out or even look at the document in order to, like, you know, see where the columns, see if there were hidden columns or anything. So I think that perhaps we can speak to Liney about resending the document. But and then maybe we can set aside some time that on a conference call when we all have a chance to really look at it, to really go through it, when maybe Liney can bring Alvin on and we can really ask him direct questions and he can answer them. Maybe we can set aside maybe like an hour, hour and a half to do that at one finance committee meeting. I think that would be great.
Laverne, is that an Excel or PDF file?
It was, you know, I thought it was an Excel file, and I went in, I opened it, I tried to look at the document so I could see what I would print out, and it wouldn't do that. It wouldn't print either. So we'll have to see.
Do you deal offline with that with Liney?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But again, let me just go back to calling out the interim general manager and directing her activities. I think that's totally out of order, and I certainly apologize to, you know, on this conference call for that to be called out, because we haven't done that with other general managers, and also to put our interim executive director in that type of position, I think was totally unfair to him, although he's I won't say big enough, but grown enough to take care of that himself. But again, you know, let me apologize for that, and I certainly don't support that type of activity.
Thank you, Levine. Sandy, and then we need to bring the sucker in for a
landing.
Okay, just very quickly then, I'll be brief. In Houston, we have a process laid out, Liney, that is going to require a presentation of version 1 budget, if you will, to the LSB, and that's going to happen on the 27th of July. At that point, we will receive input. Our finance committee will meet once or twice to vet out any changes collaboratively with station management. And then we don't intend to produce a budget to vote on until our next regularly scheduled LSB meeting on the 25th of August, at which time the local station board will hopefully, and I'm putting my confidence in those folks, see fit to approve what we put out there. We'll have time for input, et cetera. That's our process. So I'm requesting that, you know, that somehow we get a couple extra weeks so we have total consensus when we go forward with this budget.
Well, let me suggest this. Right now we've moved from the 15th to the 19th of August, a Friday. Is the 20? With the you say your group doesn't meet until the last
week of August. Our next, I'm sorry, the 24th, not the 25th. Excuse me, Wednesday the 24th.
Okay, what if we were to say that the 25th is the date that all of us would have to have, all of the LSBs would have to be finished with their task?
I would go out on a limb and say that we would be done by that point.
26th of August, a Friday.
Right. I would say that we would be done. We would be voting and through with it on record on the 24th.
Well, Sandy, is there any possibility, like what we're doing, to hold a special thing prior to that? Because, you know, you're cutting it close, and the problem is we have to approve that budget in September 23rd.
I can make that request at the 27th of July meeting, we meet earlier, but that's not on the table right now. I'm just telling you what our process is, how it stands currently.
Right. Well, it might be good to see, just to build yourself some time, if in fact there are alterations. You're cutting it to the, you know what I mean, that's so close.
Well, we're trying to work collaboratively with station management, and we just now received version 1 information, and we've met just this week. In fact, yesterday, we have a PowerPoint we're working on for presentation to the board in general, breaking the budget down into little pieces so it's more digestible. And as I said, that will be presented on the 27th, and then again during the whenever the next meeting is to discuss budget of the whole LSB. Now, it is possible we do have carryover meetings in Houston. What we do usually do in 1 month, or should do in 1 month, takes two meetings a month consistently. It might be possible to make all the adjustments on the fly, and when we have our carryover meeting for July, which should be August 3rd, vote then, or schedule another meeting between August 3rd and what would normally be the meeting on August 24th, specifically to vote on budget. Those are all possibilities. I'm just telling you where it stands right
now.
You might
want to try to play with it just a little to give yourself, you know what I mean, some time.
Right, right. Okay. Thank you.
The last thing we have to do today is the stuff about electing a chair.
Can we hold off on that till we meet again?
Okay, I will. Okay. Is there consensus that people would like to hold off till we meet again?
By the way, I wasn't suggesting that
we elect it. I was suggesting that we propose candidates. We have to elect by mail.
So I'm going to sign off right now.
Thank you, Lonnie. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Can we nominate Marnie?
You can nominate anybody. They don't on the call. I mean, we can wait, Mark, but that just delays our doing it even further. So
all right.
We're talking about is saying who wants to be nominated. We know each other well enough. I don't think we need to have a discussion.
All right.
So who would like to, if that's okay with people, we'll spend a couple minutes. And who would like to nominate whom?
LaVarne. I'd like to nominate someone.
Okay, go ahead.
Dave Adelson.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Jane, did I hear you say you wanted to nominate Marnie?
I don't think it would be fair in her absence.
Well, she can be nominated and decline.
I nominate Marnie.
Okay. Any others?
Mark, you interested?
No.
Are you interested, Baruti?
No.
Is there anybody else who would consider doing it? Okay, me and the person not here. Okay, I get turned against default options. Oh, what an honor. Okay, well, so I think the way we usually do this is
would you consider doing it, LaVarne?
Oh no, you know I would love to, but I think Dave's doing a good job, and I just don't have the energy at this time to.
For what it's worth, I'm chairing governance, secretary of coordinating, on the negotiating team, doing the working group on MP3 stuff for the coordinating committee, on the contract working group.
And a fine job you're doing,
Dave.
Of
the governance.
And what's your point?
So if anybody else wants this, it would be not. I'm happy to.
Well, I like the nomination of Mari as well. I will say that. I don't want to make it seem like there's no, you know, we do have two names on the table.
Okay. Okay, well, so the way this usually works is the secretary sends out a ballot with instructions on where to mail the ballots back. So, Casey, you've done that before. Can you send a ballot to everyone and the instructions?
I will. Dave, may I say something?
Yes.
Is there going to be a meeting at which both candidates can speak to the issue? I mean, I would at least like to hear Marnie say.
Well, let's see if Marnie's a candidate first.
Well, I agree. I think that's why I thought we should wait till the 28th, Dave.
Okay, fine.
Because Marnie's not even here, you know?
Okay. I mean, the problem is somebody else may not be present. So at least we've gotten everybody on this call to weigh in, and we will. We can ask to hear Marnie's statement, and then we'll schedule the balloting.
Okay.
The next call. All right. So we are. Casey, can you send out notice of meeting a week from tomorrow, through 6 p.m. Eastern time?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Wonderful. It's going to be great spending my summer with you all. And I will see you in a week.
All right.
Move to adjourn.
Any objection? We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.